Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. With that gavel, I have just convened, although late, the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development for April the 6th, 2015. We are gathered today for the purpose of a work session on Senate Bill 5536, the Oregon Real Estate Agency, and a work session on a grant brought forward by the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, the Veterans Home Renovation. We are going to start with the Senate Bill 5536 and ask Ms. Deister to do the introduction. This will be our first work session. I now open the work session on Senate Bill 5536. Ms. Deister.
Okay. The Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending a budget for the Oregon Real Estate Agency of $7,056,190 and 29 positions. That is 29.00 FTE. The LFO recommendation basically eliminates a vacant information services position. It reduces services and supplies expenditures and by $445,000 from the current service level. And it reclassifies an Office Specialist 2 position to an Administrative 1 position to better reflect increased technical assistance being offered to licensees. And the amount of that reclass is $7,632 for the 15-17 biennium. So the net change in personal services from the current service level to the LFO recommendation is a total of $127,368. So the LFO recommendation results in an ending balance equivalent to 1.9 months of operating expenditures. The current service level budget had an ending balance that was less than 1 week's worth of operating expenditures. So the LFO recommendation was necessary in order to bolster that so that we could go forward and be prepared for contingencies. So that is the summary of the LFO recommendation. If there are any questions, I'm happy to just sort of orient you to the table real quickly if you would like me to do so.
Representative Nierman, as a courtesy to you, this is your first work session. I think if you have any special questions that you need, we can do it in as much detail as you would like to acquaint you with how the work sessions operate.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Before you speak, Representative Nierman, I'd like the record to reflect that Representative Reed and Senator Monroe are excused for the purposes of today's proceedings.
So I'll say thank you to you, Madam Chair, and you've been very helpful to me, letting me play the new guy card quite often, so I appreciate you letting me do that. And I did get a chance to go over the table, and I think it speaks for itself here. So we have an opportunity to comment on the budget, and we're just going to vote on it right now then, huh?
Well, we're going to go through a few more procedural things. I just wanted to know if you had any questions with the format right now. I'll begin accepting motions, and then you can comment. We're going to hear from both Ms. Deister. No, we've heard from Ms. Deister. We're going to hear from Ms. Brickman. No, we did in the public hearing. Sorry.
Yeah.
So we'll start taking motions, and then you'll have the opportunity to offer any discussion.
Good. Thank you.
So with that, the chair would entertain a motion on the real estate agency's budget.
Madam Chair, I'd move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5537.
Colleagues, you've heard Co-Chair Gomberg's motion to accept the LFO recommendation for Senate Bill 5536.
5537.
Oops. I don't know if we have noticed it incorrectly then.
No.
I'm reading off the agenda. It's 5536.
Let me go ahead and if you would recess for just a second, let me check and see how it was noticed in OLIS. Okay?
We're going to stand at ease for just a second. There we go. Okay, I'll do that again. All right, we're back on the record. And for those that are listening and those in the audience, the correct bill, Senate Bill 5537, was noticed on OLIS, is correctly presented on all of the paperwork. Yeah, there was a typo on the printed agenda, but given that it was noticed correctly on OLIS, we are proceeding ahead.
Yes.
Co-Chair Gomberg has moved the LFO recommendation. And I was repeating that Representative Gomberg had moved the LFO recommendation for Senate Bill 5537, and I was asking if there were any questions about the motion. Any discussion about the motion? Representative Nierman?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Any objections to the motion? They're seeing none. So ordered.
So the next piece that I would draw your attention to are the performance measures that are attached to the LFO recommendation. The Legislative Fiscal Office is not recommending any changes to these. These are the targets that were presented to you in the agency's budget hearing. Basically, the targets carry forward from what they were in the 13-15 biennium. You will see them listed with a most current result and then the target for 2016 and 2017 there. So there are no new proposed KPMs and no proposed changes to the targets. So those are staying the same under the LFO recommendation.
The chair would entertain a motion on the key performance measures.
Madam Chair, I'd move the LFO recommendation on the key performance measures.
Colleagues, you've heard Co-Chair Gomberg's motion to accept the LFO recommendations on the key performance measures. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Okay. So, in order to facilitate this recommendation and basically make the budget bill conform to the recommendation, I'm going to go ahead and read into the record the recommended changes to the agency's appropriation bill. So the Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending a budget of $7,056,190 other funds. The recommendation is to move to amend Senate Bill 5537 with a -1 amendment, which is included in your materials. But basically, for those of you who don't have them with you, Section 1, Line 5 of the bill would delete the amount of $7,123,799 and insert $7,056,190.
The chair would entertain a motion to accept the LFO recommendation.
Madam Chairman, I move to amend Senate Bill 5537 with the -1 amendment.
Colleagues, any questions? Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And now we need a concluding motion and carriers.
And I would move Senate Bill 5537 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Colleagues, Co-Chair Gomberg has moved Senate Bill 5537 to the full committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And we need a carrier.
I'll do it.
You have to be on full to be able to do that. So Senator Hansel volunteers.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay. So I will now close the work session on Senate Bill 5537 and open a work session on the grant request from the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs and invite Director Smith to come forward. Director Smith, before you begin, I'm going to ask Ms. Dyster to just introduce the issue, and then we'll hear your case for why this is a good grant.
Okay. This, basically, before you is a request by the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs to apply for a grant to the United States Department of Veterans Affairs for a state home construction grant in the amount of $2,805,303, and it would be for the renovation of the Oregon Veterans Home in the Dalles. The LFO analysis of this grant request is included on OLIS. I won't bother to go ahead and, you know, go through it again unless anyone would like me to, because they haven't had an opportunity to take a quick look at it prior to today.
I think with that introduction, we could just turn to Director Smith.
Okay.
Thank you, Director.
Co-Chair Johnson, Co-Chair Gomberg, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Cameron Smith, the director of the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, and pleased to be here before you with a concept that we have teed up with both the governor's office, the chief financial office, and legislative fiscal office on a proposed renovation grant for our first veterans home that is in the Dalles, out in the beautiful Columbia River Gorge. As you know, we hear often about our most recent generation of veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan and the Middle East, but over 52% of our veterans are from 60 to 100 years old, having served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And even as we lose our World War II and Korea veterans, still a significant chunk of our veterans population, 320,000 across the state, but 120,000 of those served in Vietnam, and a huge market for our two current facilities, the one in the Dalles and the second one that we stood up in Lebanon. Here is the facility in the Dalles, opened in 1997, so coming up approximately when we think this grant will hit on a 20-year anniversary, can care for up to 151 residents. It is long-term care, skilled nursing, memory-related care, Alzheimer and dementia wing as well, inpatient, not much outpatient that we see, but we are capable of providing it as well. The eligibility for the veterans home is for veterans, their spouses, and parents who have lost a child to wartime service. And some different opportunities to note over time, even this picture doesn't show it, but the Stan and Jean Adams Community Center was a significant remodel to add to the different wings that we have for residents to make sure that they have that community center as common ground for events, activities, and community events. Was a 2012 significant addition. In 2013, another federal grant in implementing an electronic health record system. And then we opened our second facility in Lebanon, dedicated at the end of last year and beginning to ramp up on residents down there in Lebanon. In terms of what we are looking at investing in, it is a broad renovation both across the common areas in terms of the kitchen equipment, the updating resident rooms, including the bathrooms to provide a more home-like setting, replacing outdated equipment, whether in the rehabilitation and therapy area, updating each of the individual wings in terms of their dining area and nutrition centers, remodeling of the nurse stations on each of the wings, replacing mismatched, dated, and worn flooring in the common areas for the hallways, repainting new handrails, wall protection throughout the facility, replacement of worn furniture across the facility, and then upgrading to the interior lighting and other IT investments across the facility. These are broader investments. On an ongoing basis, we continue to do maintenance throughout the facility. But an opportunity for us to be able to recapture up to 65% of these costs through the federal VA construction grant. The total cost for the project is projected to be $4.3 million. It would include $3.2 million of construction costs and $1 million of architectural, engineering, and admin costs. And again, that federal component would pay for 65% of it to $2.8 million. And the state's portion would be $1.5 million that would come out of our other funds revenue off of the facility, both from our operating accounts and potentially as a fail-safe, our Veterans Home Trust account as well. In terms of process and timeline, we would submit to get the USDBA construction grant into the cycle. We would likely hear back within a few months on the preliminary placement on that prioritization list. The USDVA, Federal VA, has been prioritizing life safety and renovations of facility. We have a separate grant in for a new facility, a third veterans home in Roseburg, authorized by the legislature in 2011. It has been hard to get that one up in the priority list, but we expect a renovation grant to move up quickly in priority for the federal VA with an ideal start date of 2016 or into 2017 for final action. And overall, this is a good time and place to make this investment, to make this facility a continuing going concern for the next 20 years. The time is right as we look at other, as we stand up the Lebanon facility, need to make sure that we continue to stay with a high census in the Dalles, both for competition across the skilled nursing market and other veterans home, both in Walla Walla, Washington, and some other regions. But happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Colleagues, any questions of Director Smith? I have three, Director. The first one is, will you be able to continue normal operations during the renovation, or will you have to close down portions of the building during construction?
Co-Chair Johnson, members of the committee, much of it would have to be phased in, I think, to minimize the impact to the residents. Right now, our census is approximately 127 of the larger 151 bed spaces that we have available. So I think we would look to phase it in to minimize those impacts to residents and their families as much as possible.
Next question, have you mined any available grants, like energy upgrade grants that may exist that would be germane to this renovation?
Co-Chair Johnson, members of the committee, I don't believe we have in terms of any of the outside renewable. It is somewhat more internal renovation and not necessarily the external, where we would be looking at additional energy efficient, larger energy efficiency and or renewable opportunities. So no.
I would commend that for your consideration, actually asking some of these outfits that are around doing energy audits to see if anything that you're doing on your renovation list qualifies for any possibilities. And last but not least, one of the things that I'm hearing an awful lot about is the electronic transfer of records. Medical records particularly, and you said that you had a menu of IT projects. Do any of them facilitate the expeditious transfer of electronic medical records?
So Co-Chair Johnson, members of the committee, I'd have to double check on that specifically. It's been something that we've worked hard with the federal VA and also across the community care networks of hospitals to make sure that records are being able to be sent back and forth securely to the federal VA.
Thank you. Representative Nierman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll follow up on a question that Senator Johnson asked about the energy grants there. I noticed you have $450,000 for interior lighting there, so that might be an opportunity to do that. So that's all.
Co-Chairs, Representative Nierman, thank you for that, and we can definitely feed more information both to LFO and the committee.
Thank you. Colleagues, any other questions for Director Smith? Ms. Brickman.
Co-Chair Johnson, Co-Chair Gumberg, members of the committee, for the record, Tamara Brickman with the Department of Administrative Services Chief Financial Office, and we recommend you approve the request.
Thank you. Ms. Dyser.
The Legislative Fiscal Office also recommends approval of the grant request. There is a priority list within the Federal Construction Home Grant that basically looks to those projects that have authorization for spending that will put them ahead in the queue. Because this budget has not yet been before you in work session, one of the things that we could do to facilitate that priority listing is to go ahead and insert a package with this expenditure limitation, but request that the Department of Administrative Services unschedule those funds until we get notice that the grant is approved and that authorization will be needed to spend the money. Generally speaking, the federal VA looks to make sure that all authorizations are in place to make that spending. So that's what we can do to facilitate that.
Do you need any kind of reaction from the committee about your proposal? Because it certainly seems to be the most expeditious and would assist in seeing that the state of Oregon was supportive of the grant, assuming that's where the committee wants to go. Do you need some articulation of that from the committee?
Well, it certainly wouldn't hurt Co-Chair Johnson and Co-Chair Gomberg, and certainly you'll have another opportunity to affirm that when the agency's budget comes before you with potentially a package here, if the full committee is in agreement that this is a grant that they're going to authorize the application for.
Okay. I think you should plan on making that presentation. I don't see any objections or any indication that the committee isn't going to be supportive of the grant. So, okay. So with that then, we've heard the Chief Financial Officer's recommendation. We have heard LFO's recommendation. I would entertain a motion. Representative Gumberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move this matter to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a recommendation to approve the request.
Thank you very much. You've all heard Co-Chair Gomberg's motion to move this to full with a due proceed recommendation. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objections? Then it moves to full, and we need a carrier. How about somebody that lives down in the gorge?
I'll do it.
All right. Gorge Lake area. Okay.
It might be in my district for all I know.
Senator Hansel will carry that to full. Ms. Dyster, anything else to come before today's proceedings?
No. Nothing more for today, Senator. Let's see. Wednesday, I will see you all again for a invited testimony for Oregon Housing and Community Services, sort of a phase two, if you will, on some of their items, as well as a work session for the Racing Commission. So we will need a quorum on both sides in order to get that piece of done.
And I presume that all...
Tomorrow
we have no committee, but we have meetings in the committee time with all of you and to articulate your preferences for budget matters, and I think everybody's received their invitations and know their correct times, and I'm looking to Mr. Bender, and he's saying yes. So then no formal committee meeting tomorrow, but the co-chairs will be meeting with members.
And Madam Co-Chair, if I could just add, those time frames are pretty tight, the way that we've got them lined out, so we're going to need to adhere to that schedule pretty closely.
Thank you very much. Okay. There being no other business to come before the committee, we're adjourned.